Out to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat buzzing with you today. USDA questioning the NCBA government's plan as relates to the checkoff. Back on that in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, J&J Cattle Company is having a dispersal sale Friday evening, May 21st and Saturday, May 22nd at the ranch near Orlando, Oklahoma, selling 128 lots plus a special embryo and semen auction at 7:30 p.m. Friday night. The dispersal sale at 12 noon Saturday will include registered Angus spring pairs, fall-born heifer calves, and spring yearlings. You can see the catalog online at jandjcattle.com or call for more information, 580-455-2256. J&J Cattle Dispersal Sale, May 21st and 22nd at the ranch.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
The government's plan of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, that's the change in the structure of the group's organization that has been worked on for over a year now by a task force and was fully reported on back in February at their annual meeting in San Antonio, has come under fire in a strongly worded letter from U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack that went out this week to their president, NCBA President Steve Fogelsong. Vilsack says that the USDA believes that the plan, as explained to them this spring, would weaken instead of strengthen the firewall between the NCBA's policy side and the Federation of State Beef Councils. According to Bert Neller, who's head of the Washington, D.C. office of the NCBA, he indicates that he doesn't think USDA has a full understanding of the refinements that have been made in even just the last few weeks of the government's plan. He says NCBA is going to have a chance to sit down with USDA this coming week to explain those changes and those refinements, and he feels that at the end of the day, USDA will be on board.
Everything we're trying to do here is not weaken, but strengthen that firewall. We have a firewall that's withstood USDA audits for 14 years. We definitely, our biggest commitment to the Secretary's office as we were going in here was that we're not going to weaken firewalls, we're going to strengthen firewalls. But we're also going to change our governance structure so that we're more nimble, we're more efficient, we're more effective, and we can get more out of the dollar for the cowboy that we represent.
NCBA's Bert Neller talking with our colleague Stuart Doan about this concern that's been raised by USDA, saying that NCBA will be meeting with the Ag Department this coming week. Mr. Vilsack has several specific firewall requirements that he says must be achieved by any change in the government's plan as it impacts NCBA's relationship with the Federation of State Beef Councils. The points that he makes in his letter include the idea that no policy members can ever vote on any use of checkoff money. Only Federation and the Cattlemen's Beef Board folks can make those allocations. The Federation must continue to be an independent group. State beef councils that make up the Federation should not have to buy seats to be a part of any policy group in order to be a part of the Federation. Federation board members should not be voting on any policy issues, and perhaps most importantly, policy organizations, quoting now, should not be permitted to influence, determine outcomes, or vote on checkoff decisions. Mr. Fogelsong, president of NCBA, says they'll be meeting with USDA this coming week. He says they'll also be meeting with various ag groups that have expressed interest in the NCBA government's plan. A lot of splaining to do, it looks like. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes with you. This summer, Oklahoma Agritourism invites you to participate in the Adventure Passport Contest. Go online where sharing your memories is fun and easy. You could be a winner. To get your passport stamped, upload your story and photos for a chance to win. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. The website features more than 500 events and attractions, including guest ranches and wineries. It's the Great Adventure Passport Contest, brought to you by Oklahoma Agritourism, a growing adventure.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network.